Welcome to the Ghoul Cast, 2018 style.
Yay!
Yay. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
I think the last 10 episodes have been episode 69.
There were so many, dude. There were so many.
I think this is actually 70 or 70.
I know we're in the 70s, so.
70 or 70.
Yay!
So.
Alright, you guys have a good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, and good night. Hopefully this works out okay, or I'm just going to cry a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Oh, I've been crying all day, thinking I have to come here.
As he points to my face.
Well, as long as you keep
paying. Are you taking a ride home, Glenn?
As he points to his face.
I thought you were staying the night.
Oh my god, that hurt so bad. I was trying not to spit all over the stuff. None of that goes well. Just forget that. Just skip it all.
No one missed me. Any fucking little things. They missed Lucifer. So there you go. It's a Lucifer show.
Yeah, he's back.
Thanks for missing me.
Talk for an hour.
I love you guys. I'm happy to be back. I see you guys enough. Actually, no, you know, I don't see you guys enough, but I love you, and I'm just happy to be here.
And you're back from the dead.
Got a new record. Go to LuciferFullSheet.com and download it for free. That's all I got. Good night.
Dang.
So, that was Lucifer of the Fulcheese. Next him would be
Uncle Salem. Uncle Salem.
Bunkle Salem? Uncle
Salem.
Paul Cornelius Salem.
Uncle Nellis.
Uncle Nellis?
Uncle Nellis.
And then across from him would be
Glenn of the Bird Souls.
Are you going to... Okay, yeah.
Oh, Uncle Nellis.
See, I can hear him on the thing after I said it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear him. So.
Yeah, it's the headphones.
Glenn of the Bird Souls.
Yes.
Glenn.
So we have you. Thank you. Woo. So it's
hello.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. What are we going to talk about?
I don't even know. I don't think anything's happened in a while, so it's probably real short.
We were going to talk about horror at the Oscars.
We can just be super general as far as...
Catch up on movies a little bit.
And I
does that taste good?
What?
Catch up on movies.
I just put catch up on everything, so...
I have never...
Dad jokes.
Oh... Sorry. I've never read any Jack Ketchum, but I mean, I figured you guys probably have, so if you want to talk about Jack Ketchum. I read neither he nor Ursula Le Guin, because I just didn't really care about sci-fi stuff.
Mm.
Wow. I read the shit I want to read, don't
I? I know, I'm just joking.
I don't want to read about rocket ships.
Honestly, I'm not a huge sci-fi reader either.
Oh my god!
Even though my favorite writer is Ray Bradbury. But beyond that, I'm not really.
He's better than sci-fi, though. Sci-fi's trash.
Sci-fi's trash.
He transcends sci-fi.
God.
Stupid Star Wars.
Rocket ships and fucking...
Who likes lasers and fucking...
All right. Star
Wars. That light off.
Star Wars and Ray Bradbury.
Star
Ray Bradbury. Bit of Asimov.
Ray Bradbury actually wrote...
Arthur C. Clarke.
Empire Strikes Back.
What's that?
Ray Bradbury wrote Empire Strikes Back.
He did.
Uh-huh. Nobody knows it, though.
He kept it a secret.
Now you know.
That's why it's better than the rest of them.
But yeah, no, so I think, you know...
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're going to talk about the greatest movies ever made, always in here, right? Like Creepazoids.
Yes. And Slime Ball Bowlerama.
Yes. And Sorority Babes and Slime Ball Bowlerama. And Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's good.
Isn't Thanksgiving all right?
That'd be a perfect double feature with, like, The Shape of Water.
It has the same themes.
Same theme.
Outsiders.
Absolutely. Chickens. Egg Sapien.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's his name.
Egg
Sapien. Yeah.
I named it. I coined that name.
Did you?
Yes.
Egg Sapien ate eggs.
Right.
You say rotten eggs.
Right.
How come Doug Jones didn't get Oscar nomination.
Why are the fucking makeup and like the makeup and costume? One, makeup and wardrobe are the same fucking category.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But it's makeup wardrobe or makeup costume. So what? Like
I don't think it's always been that.
No, it hasn't.
But it's the fucking movie where they made Gary Oldman look like Churchill.
Yeah.
And then a couple other like of those kind of movies like
that was
no
like The Darkness or something like that. Yeah. There was another
movie. Oh, and Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm like right. It has a ton of stuff, but I'm like every year there should be sci-fi, fantasy, and horror movies every fucking year.
All the talented people make them.
But they just and it's funny because like the whole shtick is. It's kind of old where it's just kind of like, oh, it's horror, so it's all trash all the time. Nothing ever is good. It's like, no, there's a lot of crafts people that work on it.
Right.
So, more so than a comedy where it's just a bunch of people like show up and like do fart jokes for an hour and a half.
And it'll be like, oh, costumes, and all these horror movies get snubbed, and it'll be like Bridesmaids or something.
Yeah.
Not to pick out Bridesmaids. I think we picked out it once before, too, but just like anything like that. Like, why, you know, drives me crazy.
I understand.
Don't you?
I do.
I want you.
But then, like, so they announced.
I want you.
Get Out. Get Out's nominated for Best Picture.
Yep. Yes.
And it's a legit horror movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, you already have people trying to subvert it.
I mean, that's been happening for, like, and it's funny because I don't even think it would be the guy who made it. It's other people like, well, it's a psychological thriller.
Right. No, he knows it.
Yeah.
Glenn Peele's like,
he likes horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of surprised it was actually nominated. It's a good movie and everything else, and I haven't seen
it. It's not one of the best movies of the year. I mean, as far as that, like, when you think of, like, the best movie, like, it's really fucking good.
To me, that's the backlash of this movie, because I think it is one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, I actually think it's one of those game-changer movies.
Me too.
Like, okay. Pulp Fiction was.
Yep.
I saw it the one time, like, they shot the hell out of it. Like, it was super well shot. It's
to me, that's kind of a backlash.
Again, I gotta see it I gotta
because
see
we're like, oh, we finally got a horror movie in there. Oh, it's not really. I think they kind of brainwashed us into saying that horror movies aren't kind of the best movies. You know, because it has to take something like The Exorcist to get people to be like, oh yes, The Exorcist is a fine film. You know what I mean?
But
they
have that
kind of undertone of like a seedy, like Get Out has.
The horror movies aren't necessarily just movies with monsters in them, you know.
No, right.
And you know, for it to be Oscar worthy, sometimes horror needs to cast a wider net.
Yep.
And there's lots of thrillers that could be considered horror movies.
Right.
Totally. The Snowman.
Yeah.
I'll hit you right here
with
over that movie.
Detective Harry Hole. I haven't seen it, but I have to say Harry Hole.
So
sorry.
Too.
You know, even in the description when they talk about it, they're like, a detective, blah, blah, blah. They don't say Detective Harry Hole.
Like,
fuck, really?
Is
and then
we
get into a movie?
But the books are cool.
With Magneto?
Oh, it looked, I saw from the trailer, it looked ridiculous.
Oh,
it is.
I cannot, you have to watch it.
No, I don't.
You have to. It's the most structurally unsound mainstream movie I've ever seen in my life. It has zero structure. It's like a jigsaw puzzle that they didn't get together.
It's like a Russian movie then.
It's like, I read a review. The guy said it's like Earthlings, or it's like aliens came to Earth and made a movie to try to communicate with us.
Maybe not at the programs that can write novels. It's a novel, but it doesn't make logical sense necessarily. Like, it's just, maybe they had a robot make it. They just put a bunch of footage in and a robot put it together.
But it's the guy that made Let the Right One In.
Which is
how do you make one of the best horror movies of all time?
Well, it's got to be a ball dropped over in editing,
or
production,
somewhere
behind where they're like, okay, we got this, we made a lot of money, just stick it together, put it out, and fuck it. Well, because they got Fassbender, he's going to draw a certain amount of people,
and even he's bad in it.
It's like, shut up.
He is.
Really?
You'll watch it like, oh my God.
So you've seen it.
Yeah, I watched it not knowing all this.
Okay.
About halfway through, I'm reaching for my phone like, am I really tired, or does this not make any sense at all?
It takes a lot of work for him to not be good in the movie.
It's Fassbender, and
have you seen it?
No. But Fassbender's great in everything he's done.
Right. Yeah. The director made Let the Right One In.
But again, is he bad in it, though, because it's the acting, or it's because he didn't get it. Kind of like The Happening.
He plays it like
and
he got.
What's his face is a fucking terrible actor. Like
Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg's terrible. Yeah, sure.
What?
Just straight up.
What? Have you seen Ted?
Like unless it's no. Like some heroic like American like I gotta save America.
The city
what kind of thing. All right.
But he's terrible. But like he's worse than Happening because you can tell he just didn't understand.
Fassbender seems like one of the only people there that's getting it. Like he'll be looking off at something like, what is he understanding that I'm not?
Because that's the hour of movie that cut out.
Understanding right. That check's gonna clear. That's right. All he's
right.
Like, I'm hairy whole, but it's giving me some green.
Someone said that they messed around with it so much, the studio. But I don't. It had to have just been monumental because it is bad. Like it's 7% of Rotten Tomatoes, and I don't know how it got that high.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's awful.
Well,
it's pretty.
That's probably why I got 7%.
Maybe.
Cinematography looks really pretty. Yeah. You know, the snow.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to make that look bad, by the way.
Right. You put some blood on it, and it's like, whoa.
Well, I reached for my phone around probably an hour in, and right. Looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm like, okay.
Did you pay to watch it?
I did.
I rented it,
and then I watched it, and then I forgot to take it back for like 3 days.
Oh!
It cost me like $8.
Ouch.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dude, I bought it. Sorry.
I don't want it. I could have bought it. I watched it once and gave it to
Glenn. Sacrificed it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway.
Gross.
Dude.
Well, there's Oscars, even the movies that like win that are horror, like Misery's a horror movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Silence of the Lambs is a thriller, but like Misery's a horror movie. But like they downplay that.
I would say Silence is as much a horror movie as Misery.
Because
different. It is, but like when you think of what it is at its heart, it's a detective movie, so it's a thriller. Whereas Misery, it's a guy like trapped by a mad woman, like being tortured by her. So that's
right.
A horror movie.
Right. Like this right. Podcast. I agree. What? Horrible.
Being trapped by Chris Ringler.
You will not leave until I fix this, and then you will watch Frankenberry shake his bobblehead. No, Chris, don't make me do it.
Hey guys, I'm really sick today. Oh, cool. Pee in your face.
Stop. Why are you touching me?
Thank you, everybody.
I'm there.
It's been fun.
Touch me there.
Nobody's really peeing in your face.
Yet. I probably enjoy things more.
But no, I mean, I feel that way about Misery, Silence of the Lambs.
Silence won many Oscars.
Yeah. That's been like one five. Picture and yeah. Director. And, yeah.
And I hope Shape of Water does that, because they got nominated for like 13.
And
that's my favorite movie
I think
ever.
That won Best Picture, and I think...
Last year.
I wonder if Peele will win for a director.
I want him to.
Del Toro to win.
I want Del Toro because I don't know if
he's our boy.
Well, and I think since this is Peele's first movie, and yeah. I think he had, yeah. But though I say that, and then look at fucking Orson Welles.
They do that, though. They
yeah,
like
so
to
like,
do that.
Well, you had your chance.
Here's what Silence won. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor in a Leading Role,
right.
Best Actress in a Leading Role, and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Right.
I don't see, and there's fucking movie. Shit like this. I don't know how do you not even consider, and again, like, I get it, it's Hollywood, but, like, Logan didn't get shit.
It did. It got up.
For screenplay.
That's pretty good for a comic book movie.
I mean, yeah, but, like, really, like, it's fucking good as that movie is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Right.
But what?
I didn't even know it got up for screenplay.
It didn't, though.
I think,
like, Best Leading Actor?
I think... Honest to God, I think Jackman could have been, like...
Really?
Seriously, I mean,
he probably was in contention for it, but they only have five. So
all fucking Hollywood ever does is it's someone in makeup playing some famous person or someone with a disability or someone that's been abused.
Well, let's not hate on Gary Oldman this year. Come on.
Yeah, I would be happy if he got some.
I would, too.
Nope.
He's Gary Oldman.
Yeah,
but you know what? They had to pile like four pounds of makeup on him.
Very hard to talk like this.
So, I mean, I guess...
All right.
Well, I just like him, and so, yeah. But I want Del Toro to win because
he's
one of us.
That's what I was saying.
Easy does it. Or
I didn't get to finish what I was saying because I wanted it to be Peele or Del Toro. Either one of them, I'm cool with. I would love it.
As far as I'm concerned, that being up for Best Picture is like some kind of gratuity because I don't need to be up there with Best. I've seen other movies better than that this last year. That, you know, I mean, it's a good movie.
Well,
don't get me wrong.
What movies would be better than that, though?
The Shape of Water.
But that,
well, it is nominated.
It's nominated for
I know that, but you asked me what was better.
That's not nominated.
Okay, I think Logan.
It's a better movie, but I not like I think Get Out like
it's more important.
Well, and what it does
you mean
like
it is the clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a better movie.
But what it does, like, what Get Out does, like, it really does well. Like, every time I assumed what was going to happen, like, he veered a little on me. Even the stuff when I kind of, you're like, okay, well, obviously this is going to happen. He still, like, kind of...
I flipped the coin all year on it in Get Out. And at the end of the year, it was Get Out for me. Because it's ballsy, but, the very moment sitting in the theater with the opening scene, I'm like, this is horror. And, like, it's horror done right. And I got chills, I got goosebumps, and I thought the whole thing was just really, really well done. And, you know, even has the moments of humor and stuff, but it's just awesome. It's brave, it's cool, it's different.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between those two movies, right? So it's a horror monster type movie.
Right.
And it's great. There's a lot of great performance.
Right.
It does, damn.
Right, right.
Those kids are awesome.
But Get Out is the
little chubby kid
Twilight Zone Ray Bradbury type four movie.
Right, right.
It's that.
Oh, and I
so
dig it for that reason.
It speaks more in reality, and that's kind of cool in a way too. But also, the fantasy horror movies are cool as well.
But here's the point about Get Out: the image of horror for the whole year is dude sitting in the chair with the tear going down his cheek. That is the most disturbing image, and nothing's really happening that we know of outside of his mind.
Right.
To me, that's creepy as shit. That whole scene where he's just down, she's like, fall.
Yeah.
Fuck. That is one of the most scary things I've seen in years. That's, you know, everybody's objective, you know.
Right.
All.
And see, I'm right there with you on it, because I like the movie a lot, and all that good stuff, and it is Ray Bradbury, Twilight Zone, love it, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for Best Picture, I wouldn't put it up there.
See,
as simple as that. Like me, it's just me. Because
no, it's not.
So far, because it didn't have me. Got the one though.
It's not just you, because
no,
I
mean Logan is a better movie than that.
Really,
and I just because you know, and it the same way. Because I'm thinking about the young people, the young actors really kick ass.
They're great.
I love the little chubby kid, and I don't know his real name.
Ben, right?
In the movie. But I just love him and how he suffers and overcomes, and he's just so brave as an actor to, like, you just let it all hang out and be all chubby and cute, and that to me is great. And Hugh Jackman in Logan is another case where it's like, man, this has come full circle, and he's got a lot of struggle. And
it's almost as good as Origins. I'll give it that.
Fuck you. but I'm not hating on Get Out. I'm just saying, like, it's just not best.
But I feel like that's the horror backlash.
But anyway,
against Get Out,
every single thing about Shape of Water deserves to be up there. And that movie made me laugh and cry and just love the love story. Because I get what that's like. My poor wife is, like, married to Egg Sapien. Like I stink like rotten eggs. And she loves me no matter what.
You're always wet.
Yes.
Why are you always fucking wet?
It's all the rotten eggs. And, yeah.
I haven't seen it, so how's the girl? Because she's
great.
Nominated, right?
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great. Yeah.
See, everyone's nominated about Doug Jones. That bothers me.
I scoffed at Doug Jones was the monster.
The guy, yeah.
Okay. But again, like,
what's
like Andy Serkis,
again?
Though.
I think we've all been brainwashed to that.
Andy Serkis doesn't get nominations. Like,
no.
They don't respect, like, physical,
they don't respect
like, actually.
Yeah.
Because like, the stuff he does, he did with Kong, and the stuff he did with the fucking Apes movies.
Oh,
like,
my God.
There's no, they're just like, yeah, but you're just in a room in digital outfit. Like, whoa, what?
That's
Kong,
water.
You're not acting?
Especially Kong, for me, that is very moving.
Yeah.
There's so much emotion and feeling.
And I'm thinking, like, because he did Peter Jackson. He didn't do the other Kong.
Yeah,
right.
Right, he did Peter Jackson.
But Caesar in the Apes movie.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just Golem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what stinks.
And it goes way back, because... Boris Karloff never got nominated for Frankenstein, any of those monsters, and he was just You know, that always bothers me.
Imagine if...
Of course it does. You're a monster.
Imagine if someone...
It bothers me, too.
Someone like...
you, Universe, wrote a, like, one last Freddy role, and, like, England brought it.
Right.
He would never be nominated in a million years because he's Freddy.
And people were talking about Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Might would get... And I thought, why not? He's just as good as anybody else I've seen in any of the movies. You know, he's really good in that movie.
In Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
Milk.
But it's just... Even in that scene, though, he's great.
What?
So, I mean, I'm looking at it, and you guys are right. Basically, if you're under makeup and you're the villain, you're almost not going to
You're not going to win.
But if you have no makeup... You know, you have the Kathy Bates, and you have Anthony Hopkins.
Well, if it's makeup to make you look like a tortured person, like someone either a historical person or someone that's tortured by something,
right?
Because like
Nicole Kidman,
Elephant Man,
yeah,
fucking brilliant performance,
yeah.
And I guarantee, like, he wasn't up for shit. I guarantee it.
Nah, I don't think he was.
Like, that movie just breaks my heart all the time. Like, and he's great in it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I mean, but again, that's like,
yeah.
You know, they made a fucking Tonya Harding movie where they're making her, like, some poor patron saint of trailer trash. I don't fucking know what to say anymore. Like,
but I haven't seen it.
But it could be good. It could be fucking great. It's still, like...
It's okay. It's not all that.
Let's not rewrite her history. She's a piece of shit. Like, like, unless it's like... And at the end, she was still a piece of shit. Piece of shit.
Well, no, because she's doing
they didn't
promo
make her out to be a piece of shit. They made her kind of
a tragic character.
White tragic.
Because like her mom was horrible, right?
Yeah, her mom was horrible. And I heard all these people talking about, like, you know, how great it was. I was like, it's not that
Allison good. Janney does rule, though. I love her.
She was okay in it. You know, if you're just going to be a bitch, that's fine.
What's funny is I never see any of the big Oscar movies. I never... It's funny that I've seen two or three of them, I think I've seen this time. But, like, I just don't... I mean... Because it is generally dramas. It's dramas and it's historical dramas. Like, I still want to see Dunkirk, but...
Like, a few years ago, District 9 was nominated.
That was when they first expanded it, maybe?
Mm-hmm. And I knew it didn't have a hope in hell of winning.
Yeah.
But I was happy because I was like, yes, it is one of the best movies.
But that is, it is almost insulting, where it's kind of like...
Yep.
Because again, if it has no chance, why bother?
Yeah, it's a pat on the head.
Yeah, well, like, if Get Out doesn't have a chance... Don't patronize them by, like, no, it really is one of the best.
They're saying he's the dark horse actor, right? That he is a shot. Daniel Kaluuya?
Is he up for acting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's nominated, yeah.
Wow.
They're saying he has an outside chance.
Man, he's good in it.
Oh, he's fantastic.
That's the one where now I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know.
He is really good.
I thought he was just brilliant.
I thought he was brilliant, but...
yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
See, I mean, it depends on... It's very honestly, believable.
He's what made it work.
Acting goes on the radio.
It's so sly, too. When he starts saying shit and hearing dumb shit, and he's like...
Yeah.
The thing in his eyes and his smile, like,
he's real
all right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Then by the end, it's like, fuck.
And then he has the easy relationship with her... Which that isn't as, you know, easy to pull off.
Mm.
To feel like it's just, yeah, they hang out all the time. It's for real. They really have a relationship. I thought he's what makes it work, really.
Okay. Another movie I liked better than that, as far as, like, best picture, Okja. Have you seen Okja?
Oh, no. I don't know. It's a Netflix movie.
Excuse me.
Is it American?
No.
It won't be nominated.
Well, I'm just saying, like, as far as best picture.
Well, no, I don't know. It's got an American cast and stuff.
Well, they can't be nominated.
Yeah.
It's got a foreign director, but it might
be
American.
They can be nominated for best
foreign. No, it might be an American movie.
Glenn from Walking Dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
And who's
that's
lady?
Why Babadook didn't get
it. Who's the lady?
Couldn't get considered.
Okja. Sarah.
Yeah,
no. No.
Okay, I don't
that's
remember.
Not true. Because Roberto Benigni's movie won for best picture.
But it wasn't a foreign
right
movie.
Here in front of me. Tilda Swinton.
Oh, foreign
movie. Like
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It was made in America.
Are you kidding?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Yeah,
I guess
because Pan's Labyrinth didn't get nominated. It got nominated Best Foreign Picture.
I guess they never pay attention.
A great
but
movie.
Because of
it's the best
which is beautiful.
I see. I did. That's why I want you to Shape of Water. Because I'm just like I love Pan.
Yeah.
Like,
I haven't got a chance.
It's his movie. Like it's his. Whipping his movie dick out and kind of like
it's not cheating.
It's his Spielberg.
Let's talk about
it's his Spielberg movie. Yeah, it is. It's definitely Spielberg. When you see the stuff he does, you're like, oh, this is like his again.
Who,
it's like,
what?
Well, obviously,
Water. Like it's a Spielberg movie. It's like it's because there's lots of movie stuff in it.
People are finally noticing.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
It's a big set piece. Without giving anything, I don't want to give anything away, but like it's a big set piece that's very much like, oh, this is great, but this is very movie-ish.
When he takes off in the UFO?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
And he starts like mowing down cities.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem anything like what I've read.
He goes up. No, seriously, there's a scene. He goes up in the UFO with these lasers. And, and he goes and he shoots
that's
down
Luke Skywalker.
The other amphibian man in the space between us.
That's what he does.
Did you see that one yet?
Yeah.
He shoots that guy down, and he's like,
oh,
I'm really
thinking, man.
I didn't steal this movie.
Actually, the movie ends. It's a weird ending. I don't want to, spoiler alert. It comes down to, like, two men want the same woman, so he challenges the other guy to a arm wrestling contest. So it's like the last 20 minutes is an arm wrestling contest. And it's
like the Fly remake.
That arm wrestling. This was over the top.
Over the top.
Over the top. Over the top.
More like over the top.
Yeah. Oh my God. Damn.
And it's a twist.
So much like
and
that.
The other guy's Hulk Hogan.
No, don't be stupid.
The last scene may be a roundhouse kick.
Throw hair in the guy's throat, right?
A roundhouse kick?
Yeah, like,
choke on him!
That's what he says.
So, who's seen Okja?
I have not yet, because it just looks real melancholy.
Oh.
I want to.
Okay, well, that, for best movie, for me, that would be more than Get Out, because...
Foreign.
I'm just saying.
Right.
We were talking about those. I'm not trying to... So, I'm done saying anything that might sound negative about Get Out, because I love it. That's all I'm saying. But, like, when I look down these lists, I'm looking at my damn. That made me. That moved me. It made me. It is.
Gotcha.
It's a. It made me think a whole lot about what I'm going to eat. A whole lot. Who I'm eating.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put Blade Runner in there though. That was good, but it was very.
That should win like. Film like
the
yeah. Like the
there's
light.
No way that shouldn't
all this all that kind of tech stuff just like hands down.
It's got a couple noms, right?
For yeah.
Sound and stuff. That's right. What they do
credits
in Star Wars. They always like sound.
Yeah, editing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to give anything about Star Wars either, but
yeah,
a little green guy I think should get it.
As you guys mentioned that makeup and costumes is the same.
Best
award
foreign
now?
Acting.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, back when Bram Stoker came out, it went for those separate. Back when it was a separate costume and makeup.
What's her... I'm sorry, I forgot.
Is it still?
What?
I don't know. We should have pulled up a list, I guess. I don't know. But that's
I'm looking up
the
nominations right now.
Yeah.
And Sally Hawkins is nominated for Best Act Lead.
Best Lead.
Do you know she was in the Godzilla movie, too, the 2014, next to, what's his name?
Oh, Cranston?
Yep, with Cranston.
Really?
Yep,
that's
she
her.
Played the assistant to the lead, what's his name, the Japanese fella in the lead. It says, let them fight.
Mm-hmm.
That was his assistant, Sally Hawkins.
No.
I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know it either until somebody pointed it out to me, Sarah. Yeah. I was like, holy shit. So, yeah, I like her anyway, though. That first scene with her is just surprising. I'll say that.
Editing.
What was the first scene with her? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, don't listen, Paul.
I'm trying not to.
Jerk.
Now, editing.
You want me to get out?
Maybe
I
should win that.
Oh,
yeah, that's terrible.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. This is going to become a war.
No, not really.
Planet of the Apes.
That was a great movie, too.
Okay, there's costume design.
And then there's, I want to say, oh, God damn it. They don't even get into makeup.
Oh, they don't.
This is the NPR listing, but yeah. Right.
Lost City is a good movie, too.
Yeah, Roger Deakins should win for cinematography, hands down. Like Shape of Water was gorgeous, but, like, Blade Runner, really, just, yeah.
I mean, it's almost always his ass.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's going to puke it up a little bit.
It was okay, yeah. Like, you know. Yeah. I'm waiting for it to be $1.99 at the store, and I'll go buy it. You know,
these are all...
That's too bad, though, because I was looking forward to it.
Makeup and hairstyling.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Right. That's what. So there's wardrobe, and that's makeup and hairstyle.
Right.
That is just so bad.
Because
so bad.
It's so broad.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
You know, the makeup in this one isn't good, but man, those hair. It's Darkest Hour, Victoria and Abdul, and Wonder.
That's crazy.
Like.
Mother.
Really? Like, that's the best they could fucking come up
Wonder's
with.
Wonder's the one with the little boy, right?
Yeah.
No.
Seriously.
That makeup's good, though.
I mean, I guess, but, like, as opposed to a full fucking, like, right. Creature
it,
suit. Any goddamn thing. God, I can list out movies. Star Wars?
Star Wars, yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. It really is.
It's so funny. But, again, they don't care. I mean, they give all the technical ones the day before or something, and then they have some low-cut dress actress, like, here's all the technical stuff, because they figure the nerds will like a gal.
Right.
Oh, so shitty. All right. Anyways, but no, yeah. It is weird though when you think of to like get off just the 2018 Oscars. Like when you think of someone like what's the fucking name that plays Elise? Lin Shaye. Like,
oh right.
She's fucking good as hell. Like, and she'll never ever like be nominated for anything. And like you think of like her the job she does in Insidious.
Insidious
movie is great.
Yeah. Like, Insidious 3.
She's great in them. Like,
she
even got. I mean I get it. The movies aren't. I mean I like the movies, but they're not great. But like she's right. Great.
Yeah.
Like she's really good. She goes all in.
Agree.
I mean that's one of the great things is like seeing someone who is playing something that you didn't think. You know, there's like extra things that you have to learn, right?
Right.
So with, you know, the girl with Shape of Water, she's, you know, learning sign language
right.
And all this other stuff.
Right.
And, reminds me of Black Swan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she won Best Actress. Mm-hmm. She's learning how
amazing
to
in that.
Do ballet and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another great horror movie where someone won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but they a lot of clam diving in that movie.
And another one where they tried to distance.
In Shape of Water?
What?
Because the fish guy
knows.
Fish guy is clam diving?
I'm just going to call
Black.
You Elmer.
Black Swan's another one where they try to distance themselves from horror. Though.
But that's even, I think, probably the director and
yeah.
The people involved.
Yeah.
Is there like,
well, he says, flat out, mother, horror film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
fair enough.
I don't know.
Well, but and then
which
actors never want to own it. It's like it's a dirty word. It's like
right,
no,
right.
Like if you are fucking like if it's effective, like but whatever. Actors are
they just got everybody brainwashed. That's what I think because we can't see how good some of these movies are if they're funny, they're horror. Does it work within the genre? That's what. Needs to be
well, yeah, it does excel. It does it excel in its genre.
Yeah, that's what needs. And
then
said we're looking at all these problems.
Excellence in that, like, make it rise above
the rest.
The, you know, like
yeah.
the other good. Because there's good comedies and there's fucking great comedies.
Right.
Like Rushmore is a very very good comedy, but it's a great comedy and it rises
yep.
above other comedies. So
like
it comes like
Rushmore is a great example.
Or Ted 2. When he, you know, Ted Clever Lang is his name.
Isn't that what Mark said? Tattoo.
Oh, God.
I'm going to derail it in the same manner as you.
Mother made me squirm and feel horror more than any movie I've seen this last year.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was just
pretty
like
it looks great.
The whole fucking thing. And by the end, I was, what the fuck?
How about Michelle Pfeiffer in that? Supporting actress.
She's fucked up.
Yeah.
And Ed Harris.
Oh, God,
man.
He's always amazing, though.
He's always hairless. Actually, no, he wasn't hairless in this movie we seen the other day. Anyway, yeah, squirmy, weird. Like, that's a fucking horror feeling.
Yeah.
Who seen it? You seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Just,
Born
anyway,
born.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it made me squirm gross, like in watching a Siberian film. Or what's it called?
Serbian.
Siberian.
It's all these huskies getting together.
Siberian film. Serbian film. In fact, I squirmed more watching Mother.
Yeah, I think I might
have
too.
There's some... Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bad shit in this film.
All in
all. Ugh. That'd be a good double feature.
I think Serbian film, I kind of knew. You kind of know, like, some shit's going down. Mother, I have... You don't know. You know, like, what's happening here? I don't know.
I would have loved to have seen it in IMAX.
Yeah.
I wanted to so bad.
Oh, and it would have been amazing. Yeah. That's just fucked up.
Do you like Mother over Get Out?
I don't know how to answer that.
Get Out, you motherfucking 70s movie.
I will watch Get Out 5-10 times more, but I'll never want to watch Mother again because I don't like the way it makes you feel.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah. Even understanding like the depth of the story behind the story.
Like my Christmas first date.
But I own Serbian film, but am I going to go home and watch it? Let's watch a Serbian film.
Right, it's not going to happen.
No.
Right.
Maybe. If I'm feeling saucy, I might just... But you want to show it to somebody. Like if my mom came over and wanted to see, here, watch a Serbian film, Mom. have you seen anything fucked up in your day yet? I'm going to ruin your day, Mom.
Happy birthday.
She pulls out some movies, like, let me show you.
I thought you loved your mom.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
After we're done with Thanksgiving dinner, you know, we can run online and watch Serbian films.
Or Mother.
Or Mother.
Serbian Mother.
I'd
say the human mother.
I like Get Out a lot better than Mother. Because I had to watch it over and over again.
Yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I need to think about that more.
Yeah.
What's more? I had Mother at fourth on my horror movie list of the year.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Gosh.
I was trying to think of the other movies in my list and, you know, of horror that I thought maybe could have got some kind of Oscar
recognition. I'd have to see recognition. List and stuff. Like, I can't think of, like, I mean,
they could have easily, like, you guys haven't seen it, but they could have easily gave one to Ed Harris or Michelle Pfeiffer, Best Supporting. But but again, like Glenn points out, who do you push off?
For the, who are you pushing off for those?
Right,
May you have him arm wrestle. There needs to be more arm wrestling.
What's the deal with arm wrestling?
I don't know.
What is the deal?
Okay, another...
How is Gary Oldman not winning these arm wrestling matches against Angela Lansbury? This is insane.
Tom Jane in 1922.
Yeah.
He's all fucking weird.
He's great in that.
That was a great performance.
I would nominate him, but he's good in it.
Yeah, I mean... I'm just saying, like, we're talking about these being Oscar-worthy. Like, do they nominate shit on Netflix?
They can.
Yeah.
Eligible.
Yeah, because last year they nominated that one TV movie that was fucking O.J.
Oh, right, yep. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a good movie. 1922 was really
good. That was really good. So,
from Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game was good, too.
Gerald's Game.
Lead actress. What's her name? Carla Gugino.
Yes.
She was
great.
So, I mean, there's all these... But if you look back over the years, like, the last true horror actor is Jekyll and Hyde, right? Frederick March?
Frederick March won for Jekyll and Hyde.
Is he the only one?
So, I mean, he... When we were talking before about being behind makeup, he did win for Jekyll and Hyde, Frederick March. So
that was 75 years ago, though.
You can almost say
good makeup job though.
Oh, it's amazing. I love that movie.
You can almost say, and I can't think why I can't think of his damn name. He's got a daughter that's in movies. But from
Steve Tyler,
from Ed Wood, like he won for playing Bella.
Right.
Like, so
that's
the closest we get.
Martin Landau.
Yeah.
Special performer.
Yeah.
That one I always think about that much. I love him in that.
Oh my God! Yeah,
he's so good.
Yeah,
The Exorcist won for best adapted screenplay and best sound.
But best sound, I mean, for Exorcist,
it does win. It deserves it, right?
That don't feel like as much of a pat on the head.
It won for best old priest, but not for best young priest.
You know, okay, look, just to switch gears just a tiny bit since you brought up Exorcist. What is the name of that movie? I saw Wes Craven's worst movie. And it's not
It's not
Deadliest Friend. Have Eyes 2 or Deadliest Friend.
It's one of the fucking probably made for TV movies.
Yes.
I say because he made it's a bunch
Linda
of those.
Linda Blair. What's the name of it?
Wes Craven?
Yes, it's terrible.
He just, like, I mean, he...
But he kind of played with it. Like, I heard him on the commentary, and he knows. But Linda Blair, it's only a few years after The Exorcist, and she's just... Oh, painful.
Really? Like, as far as her acting?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's painful.
What's it called?
I mean, I don't... Honest to God, here's the thing, though.
Are you looking it up?
Has she ever been a good actor? Because she's good at Exorcist, when you see what they did to her, and they actually, like, kind of fucked her up a little, like, that would put you in a state of mind where you'd be a little, like,
I'm not
tormented.
Quite sure she was ever really a great actress.
She's great in Exorcist, though.
I don't know if you can...
I think the scene...
I don't think it's her.
The scenes with her mom.
To be honest with you, I don't think it's her.
Well, you think it's
just
the
just
directing,
directing
and,
script. And
acting around her, and it would have been hard to mess it up.
You'd be a fucking idiot.
But she seems like a real child in the, you know, in the scenes of their mom is where I'm more impressed than the crazy
a real
stuff.
Child, right?
But kids can't always act like that, you know.
And she's not good, but she's not bad in Hell Knight. Like, she gets the job
true.
Done.
Well,
like, I love Hell Knight. She's not bad in it.
She's decent in that. This one's so much.
She's not Oscar worthy, Hell Knight.
Well,
though.
You know what? Maybe she was. I don't know what came out that year. Look, if you see some of the bullshit they nominate, maybe she was. Hey.
Take that Oscar away from Meryl Streep. Give it to Linda Blair for Hell Knight.
Maybe. Was it 83?
I don't know. I'm looking it up right now.
I'd say, let's look that shit up.
Was Hell Knight? 83.
I think it's 83-ish.
Yeah.
It is 83. All right, so who? All right, let's see. Let's see who she's going
to
beat.
I don't know. I'm still trying to look at that Stephen Linda Blair movie. All
right, so, I mean, we can...
What's Craven Linda Blair movie?
But, I mean, I think most horror fans understand and know, though, that, like, we can't really judge, you know...
Invitation to Hell.
Summer of Fear.
Ugh. Summer of Fear! But horror movies are just not going to get the same recognition. It's just not going to happen.
Right,
no,
right.
It's not,
yeah.
I mean,
a teenage girl's backwoods cousin moves in, bringing something witchy with her. Linda Blair and Lee Purcell.
And the girl has moments.
Brian Drescher's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jeremy Slate.
Yeah,
look
Jeff
that,
East is in
guy.
It.
Guy.
Jeff anyway.
Kraken.
Oh, I was thinking
from Colossal.
Well, no. Did you want to like
Colossal?
Are you talking about movies you've seen or just in general, like
Colossal Turd.
Yeah, so quiet for the
podcast drop.
Dead air.
What about Mind Ripper?
Chiller.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right. It was Meryl Streep, because Meryl Streep and Jekyll for fucking Sophie's Choice.
You know how I just tricked Meryl Streep because I figured she must have wanted that year, right? You want to know
the safe bet.
Sophie, which daughter are you going to choose to get dead? Well, I don't know.
It's a real sword. It's a sword, Thomas.
That's the weirdest Jewish accent I've ever heard.
Sword kind of time. I don't know.
That was when Linda Blair was recast. That was her audition for it.
All that shit's fucking bullshit, South shit. Fuck them. Ben Kingsley Forgotten. Fuck that. Tootsie. Fuck that. Jack Lemmon. Never even heard of Missing. Fuck that. Paul Newman. Verdict. Never heard of it. Fuck that.
Verdict was cool. Fuck that. My favorite year.
Verdict was good.
Yeah.
Actor. Who got the Junior Oxygen? Fuck that. Bethel Whorehouse? Fuck the nominee. Fuck that. Victor Victoria? Fuck that.
So these are all you would have took Hell Knight over. Linda Blair.
Actually, wait till we get the best film, motherfucker. Wow, Death Boot came out. I'd give that. Cinematography?
Hell Knight, way over.
No, I give it. Nope. For cinematography?
That's Boot. That's Boot.
All day.
That's Boot.
But what are some
Gandhi for a costume? How? What fucking costume?
Shut up! I knew you were gonna do that.
Seriously, at least give that fucking Overtron girl. I give that shit to Tootsie.
Hell Knight.
I believe she was an ugly woman.
I want you to stick to your guns on Hell Knight.
Wolfgang Peterson was nominated. I'll get shit. Richard Attenborough won for Gandhi over E.T.
Hmm. Oh, well, fuck that.
I'd give it to Das Boot again.
Give everything
and to E.T. Hell Knight. Actually, 83. No, John Carpenter, The Thing.
Yeah,
that was 82,
though, right?
That what do you? 82. What movie do you sit down and think about? The Thing. Who watches Gandhi? No one. Richard Attenborough does. No one else does.
I'll tell you what would have made Gandhi better. An alien that could take over everybody.
Seriously. All right, so it's Gandhi, Das Boot, E.T., Tootsie, Verdict.
Quentin Tarantino's
does anyone
Gandhi.
Does anyone talk about Verdict? No.
Linda Blair's Gandhi.
Yes. She would be good. Seriously, E.T. or... The Thing.
Ben Kingsley as E.T. That would have been impressive.
I'd still give it to Carpenter.
Hold on.
Carpenter directed the shit out of The Thing.
Gandhi possessed by Pazuzu.
There you go.
And they have to bring an exorcist.
Or an alien.
Seriously,
I'll go toe-to-toe, like Spielberg versus Carpenter in 83 for Best Director. Carpenter all day. Fuck Spielberg. Fuck him as a little alien. All day.
Poor matchup.
Come aliens. At me.
Come on, Rob Bottin.
Come at me.
Over everybody, right?
Carlo Rambaldi.
Did he make E.T.? Yeah.
Well, and
he also made King Kong in 77.
He just did. Rick Baker did that.
I don't know. You could be right.
It could be a combo. Maybe.
83 Henshin year.
Anyway, yeah.
Hell Knight Best Picture. Who knew? Carpenter Best Director, Hell Knight Best Picture. Who'd have known?
Linda Blair Best Actor, way over Meryl Streep.
I stay corrected.
Actually, Kurt Russell won for Best Actor and Actress because he was that good in The Thing. Or Wilford Brimley won it.
Wilford Brimley won for Best Sound Editing.
Best Supporting Actor, Norris Spider.
Yes.
Easy call. Easy call.
How bitter was Carpenter in 83, though? When you look at, like, he's like...
It's hard to blame him.
Because he's like, yeah, I'm in a new movie. And then E.T. came out and fucked him. And then it's up for Best Picture. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Fucking kidding me? I can't get a job now.
Because he knew he made a great movie. He had to have come off of like, yes, that was good.
It had Kurt Russell in it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And Wilford Brimley. A Wilford Brimley. It wasn't even just Wilford. He was
not just the, but A.
That's true. He was A. Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. It always freaks me out when I see that in the credits. I'm like, what?
He was doing a con, and I'm like, he was doing some convention, like horror or sci-fi, whatever. And I was like, who doesn't want his autograph?
Did you see any of the pictures with Wilford Brimley?
No.
He looks so angry. He's just like,
I'm sure he doesn't want to do it.
And everybody's like, oh, he's so sweet. And then when you go take the picture, he's just like, fuck you.
He's just signing boxes.
But you know what? Lance Henriksen kind of naturally looks like he's angry.
Yeah.
And he's a sweet dude. So
they're
just old.
He was in Mom and Dad. Have you seen that?
No. I just saw it last night.
That was great.
Crazy as hell.
That was your Nicolas Cage.
Crazy as hell.
Yeah, what's your name?
Selma Blair, yep.
Selma Blair.
Aunt.
And Lance Henriksen plays Nicolas Cage's dad. If you could imagine that. So that's
great.
I'm curious to see Mandy.
Yeah.
That sounds...
He's unleashed in that, too, obviously.
Yeah, what the hell? He is off his meds or on his meds or something, because he's off the rails. He has a movie coming out, and he has a chainsaw battle with somebody. Like
Nick Cage?
It's a revenge movie with satanic hillbillies and stuff.
It looks crazy.
Like,
what?
Demon Mandy? Shit. Yeah, it's called crazy. Mandy. They showed it at a... Well, the fucking movie festival they just had.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
Colorado. It's Sundance.
Yeah, Sundance.
It's a Sundance. But yeah, people were like, it's the guy that made, you didn't like it, the Black Rainbow movie. It's that director.
Black Rainbow.
Remember that weird ass movie?
The Black Rainbow?
I didn't love it
behind either. Beyond the Rainbow or something like that, but
beyond the Black Rainbow.
But yeah, but you were like,
sorry, Linda Blair.
You were like, meh.
No.
It's weird. Oh. It's very giallo looking.
Oh, yeah. I remember it now.
That's that director.
Oh, man.
All right. Again, like, we could talk this for a while. Like, there's this, most horror fans know, it's just, they don't get their due, so,
That could have been, like, the last hour. You just said that.
Well, but I'm, you know.
No, so horror doesn't get its due. What other business do we got?
Do you need more than a few? Because we wanted to hit... What we've seen.
Right.
We've all seen
a
ton of shit.
Yeah.
And we should hit Jack Ketchum.
Yeah.
And I don't want to short shrift Jack Ketchum. I've never read anything of his stuff, but, like, I know he's kind of a modern legend. Mm-hmm. Do you want to save that for the next one, or do you want to, like, cause I don't know if we can hit both.
Yeah, I mean... You haven't read his stuff.
Mm-mm.
I think you're like his fan.
I know a little bit about him, but I've never really read one.
I've seen a few of the movies. Read one book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw Red. That was only in that
Girl Next Door.
Yeah, that's a good movie too. Yeah.
No, I'm like the super fan. Love him. Always have. You know, as far as like saying anything, I didn't know that he had cancer. I didn't know he was dying, and he was just like a class act the whole way. I said this the other day because, so my old friend Chaz Ballin was friends with him, and Chaz told me about Dallas. Jack's real name is Dallas Mayer, and he told me about him long ago and just said, you know, if you get your hands on Off Season, you're going to love this book. And so it's one of those things I cherish, you know. I think I've got a couple copies of first printings of it, you know, just one of these books that is just, you know, 24 hours worth of cannibal fucking, you know, based on the Sonic Beam clan. It changed everything I thought about. It made me want to write, and the way he wrote was so good and disgusting and in your face. So, and man, some of the later things, I just recently watched The Woman, which he wrote with Lucky McGee.
Mm-hmm. I saw that one too.
That was fucking crazy.
That's a sequel to that.
Yeah. I didn't know either. I seen the movie.
The Off-Season movie.
Offspring.
Offspring, correct.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that.
No,
it
not
was
that
okay,
great.
Okay, but it didn't do the book justice.
I'd never read the book, but just as a film, I didn't care for it that much.
The book, I mean, but The Woman.
Yeah.
That was some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was some shit. And anyway, I've loved him, you know, got a lot of the books. The ones, you know, the Girl Next Door, you want to not, it's just, it's bad. It's so filled.
That's
with,
the one I read.
It's great, but it's you don't want to, it's no, like it's, Serbian film literature.
It's a one time.
Yeah, like, this is fucked up. I don't want to read about this, but, you know, it's very well done. That's the fucking shit about him, is he would fuck with you, and it's really well done. Like,
that's why you care.
Yeah.
Because if he just sucks, you'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, it'd be another Edward Lee or whatever. But, you know, the thing is, for me, that, you know, he's just always one of those idols and, you know, a nice person. Did a signing with him at one point over Dark Delicacies, and I, you know, just like, and he, you know, I finally got around to saying, he was promoting Ladies Night, I think. Ladies Night, which is like all the, you know, women start to do brutal things to their husbands and their children. Kind of like mom and dad, in a way, just sort of starts happening. And by the time I could get out, like, you know, I liked his work. He told me that he had liked mine, and Chad had told him about my one book at the time, and so I got to sit next to him for a while and talk about stuff and be a dork. And ever, you know, so it's got a soft spot.
That's a cool memory.
Didn't know that he was sick.
Right.
And so, yeah, we came out of a movie or something, and then I just read it. I was like, fuck! But he was 71, and he died of cancer. And so he has his place in, you know, horror history as writing a lot of very good books, but Off-Season being that one that put him on the map that made Stephen King take notice and say, this guy scares me.
Yeah, I read a lot of things where Jack Ketchum's name would always come up from other people. You know what I mean? Tarantino would say Jack Ketchum. Joe R. Lansdale was like, you got to read Jack Ketchum.
John Skip. Always talking about
him. Yeah. So, yeah, he was one of those names he's one of those names that other artists, writers, or directors would always go, this guy is a great writer.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's where I'm at on it. You know, it sucks. Cancer's a fucking, just a terrible, terrible thing. But, you know, in this moment, knowing, you know, he's out there somewhere else, his energy has transformed and he's off into the great beyond, man. He's out there with some good company. And I was thinking, like, you know, he and his Chaz Ballin was like buddies with him, and they would correspond like old fashioned before the internet. They'd call each other on the phone and they'd share ideas and talk about how fucked up some shit is. And I kind of have this like warm, disgusting feeling that they're out there somewhere, like, you know, kicking one back, maybe lighting up a doob and doing what they do or what they did.
Right.
And that makes me feel kind of good, you know, and I always cherish the books I have of his, you know, always going to cherish those things, and gone too soon.
John Skiff said that him and God were surprised to see each other. That's how he ended his little tribute. I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty sweet thing to say.
Yeah. Cool. Holy shit.
God would be like, all right. So we're going to talk about some stuff now, Mr. Mayor. And
call me Jack.
Skip's tribute was beautiful on Facebook, too. So.
Yeah, and those guys were close. Yeah. Like, there's a group of those guys. You know, Skip and Spector wrote a lot of books together.
Right.
But Craig Spector was never... when they split up, I never seen much of Craig Spector around, but, you know, you get John Skiff and David Scow, Jack Ketchum.
Yeah.
There's a few of these guys that, you know, and, God, I wish I could remember more names, but my brain is fried. They would always kind of do signings together.
Ringler was hanging out with Skip.
These guys, you know, you go there, and that's, you know, that's how, if you live near Hollywood or North Hollywood, you know, you could go to these, Joe Lansdale's one of them, too. He'd always be around, the young Matheson one, so you know,
Richard Christian.
Yep. Yeah, he'd always be. You know, you just go to these signings, you go buy a book and have them sign or whatever, and you start to recognize people and get to know them, and you're like, they're the real people that are actually really nice. Skip is one of them too.
Oh, he's amazing.
Skip is such a sweetheart.
I find myself sharing like everything he posts because it's just always so. It's just so poignant and meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Did you read his nonfiction book?
No.
Geography?
No, I haven't. I didn't even know he had one.
No, me neither.
It's right there. Geography.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Back a long time ago, I was pretty wasted on a Halloween Eve, and was up around by his house, and I think he pitied me, and was like, knew that I couldn't walk straight, and I don't know if I could find my car, or if I was with a friend, but I was kind of lost, and he was like, you can come here if you want, if you need to rest, you know, and was gonna, you know, invite me and give me some coffee, or help, maybe just let me sleep, or something, but I was so embarrassed. Then I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm parked, like, right over here. But I didn't know where I was. But, you know, there was a party going on.
You played it off, kind of, right?
I thought
you tried to.
But, yeah, he's such a sweet, sweet guy. Anyway, that's all. Diet Fago.
So, all right, so we've all seen a ton of stuff, and I don't want to, like, drag this to... It's already late-ish, so I don't want to drag this out too long. Is there stuff that, like, blew your wig back that you've seen?
Yeah, you guys go first, because I can't remember, Sarah. Help me remember.
Well, one of the something I just saw, like, literally yesterday was Colossal.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like Colossal a lot.
With Catwoman.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they never say her name.
Not really. She's usually a bad point for me in every movie. She's just,
Did you like her in Colossal?
No.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, she's...
I liked her in it. I thought she was all right.
I'd almost put anybody in a movie other than her.
I know how you feel, though, because I'm kind of that way about Anna Kendrick for no good reason.
Yeah, I'm kind of bad about nothing there. Yeah. But, it's super clever.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not quite sure that I really liked it, but it was... The idea is amazing. It was like one of those Joe Hill? Yeah, one of those Joe Hill type ideas where you're like, oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great ending, too.
I liked the ending a lot.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming, actually.
No, neither did I.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I actually dug it a lot. I laughed quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was better than I expected it to be.
And the main message that it's sending, I thought, was really clever, too. This whole idea about how, like, when you're a little kid, that... how cruel you are to ants.
Right.
and that the one guy grows up, and he's not much different.
No, he's the same.
His
really.
Ego is almost the same way, where people are just ants to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty.
And I was like, oh, clever.
Yeah, the whole thing's really clever.
Yeah.
It's written well. I think it's directed well. It's not got a super huge budget, but what they do with it. Pretty good.
Yeah.
They sort of advertise. You talking about Colossal?
Yeah.
Advertised that different than it was.
Yeah.
Made me think
true.
It was something different than it was.
True.
They so I was it, surprised when I watched it.
And they make it seem like it was going to be almost like a 50s monster homage kind of thing, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, but meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Cool monster, though.
Yeah.
Cool monster was really cool.
Monster was cool. The idea was cool.
Really
not
unique.
Sure.
You know what? I seen it months ago, and the fact that I can kind of remember all those scenes in order, that kind of, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim Blake Nelson's
on. Don't you ever see one and you're like, I think I saw that.
Yeah. Hell Knight, I think.
Oh, don't get him started.
Year 1983.
Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. Now that was a movie.
It was
Richard
a movie.
Burker is Jason.
It was definitely a movie.
It was a movie.
Yeah.
It had 3Ds.
It wasn't
always. I watched Return of the Living Dead 3. I hadn't seen it in so many years.
Yeah?
I loved it. I was just, man, I was surprised. I didn't expect it to be still kind of cool, you know? Mm. I thought it'd just be silly all the way. You know, the monsters were cool looking. It was Steve Johnson and a bunch of different special effects guys.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing is really cool. The last scene rolls, and that's who gets the first bill. Special effects artist. He's got like 5 or 6, and they scroll by first.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was kind of neat.
Brian Yuzna.
Yep.
Yeah, Brian Yuzna. Didn't he do Beyond Reanimator?
Did Brian and Beyond.
That's right. And I think in Beyond Reanimator, there's a special feature on the DVD of a music video.
Oh, God.
What was that? Oh, I hear it in my head. Move your dead bones. Move your dead bones. It will keep you alive. Reanimate your feet.
I've known one person that likes that movie, and they have regrettable taste.
You didn't like it at all?
Beyond Reanimator?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing good about it.
No,
there's nothing good. The movie, you can stun the movie, and there's reanimated penis that runs around.
I'm not defending
that's
it by
fucking,
any means.
That's the gag of the movie.
But
that's how great it is.
It's mildly entertaining.
Oh.
Mildly.
No. It's not a rectal exam, but.
No, it isn't.
Have you had one lately? I have. I liked it more.
Oh, Lord.
No. That's it. Terrible. Yep, that sums that movie up real well.
Oh, he wrote
Back in a Feast.
He wrote Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Brian
Yuzna.
No,
I'm just thinking about
it. The second Reanimator, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, Brian, it is great.
Brian Reanimator.
Yeah. In fact, I think I like Brian better than the original. But not
what?
Yeah, I do.
Get the fuck out.
I know, that's weird.
That's
too.
Actually the sequel to Get Out.
Get the fuck out.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's
right.
Good. That's
get the
good.
Fuck out.
Just write it. Let's write it. We're going to write it.
That'll be the second sequel. Hell no.
So that Return of the Living Dead 3 Blu-ray is also awesome, man. It is
Vestron,
awesome. Yeah, Vestron.
Dr. Reanimator, movie Dead Bones?
No.
Shit.
No, but there's...
That's interesting, because I just watched Killer Tongue.
And she, man, she's so great in both of those. She's so fun.
She's really great.
Like what I was thinking when I was watching it is, she's a special effect. The way Firuza Balk was a special effect in The Craft.
Oh, sure, yeah.
She's that same kind of presence, you know.
Yeah.
Really cool.
That's funny that you should mention Brian Yuzna, because I hadn't watched it. I've seen it before, but I was just going to watch Society.
Ah.
Have you seen Society?
No, I
saw it back in the day, and I didn't like it. But
right. It has what's that kid's name? Billy Warlock? He was also in, like, Happy Days for a second, tried to replace Chachi.
Yeah. He was in Days of Our Lives.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Was he like a second tier Chachi?
I'm reaching back so hard for that.
Yeah, because like great one of them, Chachi and Joni did their thing, and then they brought in another young guy. I think it was Billy Warlock.
It must have been.
And like Arcola, he goes, I know, and they've got all these bodies that like, they do these sex parties with the bodies melding together.
It's really gross. It's really gross. But I haven't watched it again, so I will, and I'll talk about it next time.
Different kind of hams, though.
Two totally different conversations. I know. Pick one side of the speaker.
Yeah, that's a stereo score.
Fuck, as far as, like, recent stuff, I can't even... I mean, I've already talked about Shape of Water, and that...
Did we sort of... I mean, we don't have to, but... Did you guys want to talk about Last Jedi at all?
No.
Okay.
Sure. Or, I mean... I think we can talk about that for a long... Like,
yeah, it would take, come back and do it a different...
Well, just, I mean, just it would be... Yeah, it would be a long conversation.
Okay.
We'll wait on the podcast.
I'm going to toss the mic behind me.
What is out there? Because I've seen just a bunch of stuff. I just can't think of what it has been. Like,
I've seen a bunch of documentaries and stuff like that. TV shows. The X-Files.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The newest episode of X-Files was about the Mandela Effect. Did you guys see that?
No, it's not. The Mandela Effect.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Maybe that was an alternate universe.
Foxy and Skulls?
Yeah. That was a really good episode.
It was.
I cracked up to that whole thing. Well, I thought the rest of the season has been kind of... The first episode especially, I was just like...
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
So, I was happy to see a really good kind of classic X-Files.
Yeah, they just... Yeah.
And being about... it starts out being about a lost Twilight Zone. So, right away, it's cool as hell.
Really?
Yeah, right away, it's cool as hell.
Last X-Files?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's great. It's the best one of this season.
Yeah, I haven't liked the first couple too much.
Yeah, the first one was really bad.
Yeah, it was. It was bad for me.
I'm wandering.
The last one was, like, okay.
Yeah, it's getting better, it feels like.
I hope so. Yeah.
That one was great. Hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen... I mean, I told you guys a bunch of stuff, but... I'll give... Shout outs to two like that I know I hadn't seen anything about, so like Hell Knight LLC and Leaving DC, those are both really good. Like they're both found footage and they're both very effective and very like Leaving DC is super hyper minimalist, but it's really really good.
Hell Knight LLC kind of flew under the radar.
Yeah, it's
I'm
really
surprised
good.
Surprised people like, haven't been talking about.
Have you seen both now?
No, I haven't seen them both.
Okay,
I just seen Hell Knight LLC.
I have problems with both of them, but like there's some really good stuff in it. Like
Hell Knight 1983. No, really, it's a
bunch of people that like they run a haunt and they go to the small town and they buy a hotel that's for sale and they're gonna redo it for a haunted house and
the
place
pretty
has
effective.
A history.
Okay. It's, you're the reason I watched
like,
it.
The clown shit is great.
Yeah, it is.
Like that is super good.
It is. And then you mentioned Monster
Hell
House.
Yeah. LLC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell House.
It's on
Hell House.
Oh, what'd I say?
Hell Knight. We're stuck on Hell Knight.
Oh, did I say
Hell
Knight? Yeah.
Oh.
Because of the Blair.
Oh, God. I'm so, yeah, Hell House. LLC.
You really do wish that was the best picture.
I said Hell House. Yeah, it's on Amazon with Living DC, but...
Monster Project on Amazon?
Yep. That's what I saw. Yeah, and that's another found footage one. What it does very well.
I'm gonna watch it.
It literally throws like everything in the kitchen sink in, so it's a little bit much. But like, there's a lot of cool stuff and a lot of interesting stuff. Like some of the found footage, that, like way they shot it.
Isn't the basic premise about three different monsters?
It's these guys who are trying to see, and it stinks that they kind of blow the whole. They blow everything like by the images and everything they put out, unfortunately. But like, it's these guys and they are looking for kind of a get-rich-quick scheme, and so they're like, oh, like let's put videos on YouTube, and then they kind of like, oh, what if we like went and looked for real monsters? So they want to go out and they want to interview real monsters and put them on YouTube and stuff. So that's how kind of the germ of what the story is. But it's found footage.
I'm intrigued. I'm watching that tonight.
So, no, it's, like I said, which one is it?
Monster Project.
Yeah. That's another on the stream.
Sold.
Yeah.
And again, I've seen a bunch of other stuff. Like, I saw that one
Haunters or whatever the fuck that.
Yep. Art of the Scare.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really
great.
Good.
Yeah. Great. Great movie.
Yeah. I've seen, like, fans. I've seen a lot of stuff, so.
Cool.
Now that I go over a list, I could just say that I don't know, okay, I don't know, I've seen a lot of people put Creep 2 on their list.
I liked Creep 2 a lot.
And I don't know why.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it and it was just like pretty bland.
Really?
And just dull to me.
I'm surprised.
I'm going to give it a chance just because.
It's not. You remember what you said? It's going to have to be a different story.
Yeah. It is. I know they're supposed to do 3, so I hope they just.
Oh, really? That kind of
Supposedly, he had talked about wanting to do a trilogy. Like, I hope they.
I feel like Creep 2 a lot more than
the
Creep.
The whole third movie is just them torturing him.
Yeah.
Not in real life.
No, you know. Okay, I saw one.
Another movie.
One I liked a lot was Happy Death Day.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, it's really good.
It seems like a movie that would go streaming.
Really funny. And,
so I'm waiting.
Yeah, it should pretty soon. I'm sure it will. Because it's got a wide net.
Yeah. Okay, oh, my God.
So, yeah. What about Leatherface?
Oh, I hated it.
No, I can tap out on the Leatherface movies real easy.
It was horrible. It was so bad.
Worse than Matthew McConaughey Leatherface?
No.
Right.
Not even close.
Right.
Not even close, no.
It was
The gore was amazing.
Right.
The gore they did.
And it was shot well and all that
shit. Beautiful.
But why?
No, it was pointless.
Why?
So stupid.
I mean...
it's just so stupid.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
I saw The Open House. That was terrible.
The Open House?
Yeah. I thought Before I Wake was terrible.
Yeah, people were saying good things about that.
Oh,
like, I like Mom and Dad.
Have you seen Before I Wake?
No, but I've been putting it on my list going like, okay, it's there. I might watch it, you know, maybe.
Right.
47 Meters Down, that's terrible.
No, oh, it's okay.
Bro.
It's okay. You know, like, as far as shark movies go, it's okay. You know, for me,
as far as movies that are good, it's okay.
It's got Mandy Moore in it.
What does that sound like, Foy?
Are you kidding? Have you ever heard her music?
She's like I have teenage daughters.
Right? She's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all right.
She's like the Led Zeppelin 2017.
I'll watch 47 Meters Down.
I give them credit for something that happens in it, and I can't. Like,
oh, please don't spoil 47 Meters Down.
There's a shark. I'll watch that again before I watch fucking Leatherface.
Yeah, Leatherface is bad.
Yeah.
What do you think? You would still say McConaughey's worse though, right? No. Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
All right.
But I like.
We're usually a lot closer than. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I do too. Not in that. No, he's horrible in that.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
And Jigsaw. I only recently saw Jigsaw.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't know.
I saw 20
I'm
minutes
going
of
to
it.
See it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie. it's a jig. But I'll give you this. I liked it. It's just right. It's a movie. But they really do something with the story that made me go like, whoa. And there's, again, is some really high-budget gore.
Like Keanu?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's
John,
what I felt.
John Wall 3. Like,
whoa. Dude. Yeah, I was. And,
great.
Yeah, so that's kind of older, but I just recently saw it, and it was good. And a lot of good gore.
The Bye Bye Man? Amazing.
2007.
I could feel Glenn look at me and I couldn't even hold the face.
Wind River was really good. You see Wind River? With
isn't that the one
Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, yep. I know what you're talking
about. That was good.
That's a good movie. That's a straight good movie. And it's got the Punisher in it too. Yeah, which is good.
Dolph Lundgren? An Avengers movie?
Yeah. And,
he described the movie
with,
like,
Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Punisher.
It was directed by Iron Man.
It's the new Netflix series. Directed by Iron Man. Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got any smegma you want to say for our last words?
Schmegma, fast words. Well, I mean, as far as like We haven't been here. Well, I haven't been here for a while. So.
Yeah. For additional schmegma on Lords of October or Lucifer music, you could always, you know, in this day and age, just look it up on the internet. Everything's available everywhere. Lords of October have always new shit coming out. We have old stuff, merch, music, all the standard band stuff and performances. And
well, except we're not a standard band.
We're still alive. And like I said, the latest is Equinox, and that's like kind of a new record of ours.
Yes.
And that's available everywhere.
Electric Crown Records,
right? In Burton.
Yep.
You can actually go to a record store that's all
in Grambling.
And,
Michigan.
Yeah, it's kind of
for all of our
in between, yeah.
our
yeah.
listeners in other
and you
countries.
Can get Lords of October and Lucifer CDs there. And like I said before, if you go, you can go to SoundCloud or anywhere and get the new Lucifer CD self-titled for free. It's just all available for free.
That's all
you gotta do.
You're a good
new,
person for that.
Lords of October shampoo out yet?
As soon as Gene Finn clears it.
What do you think I use?
As soon as Gene clears it. Oh, and then you know
Annabelle Lee press on you.
We got new books. I mean, we got new stuff. You know.
Yep.
I got a new book with my wife Sarah called The Halloween Society. That one's for kids. Some great artwork by her. And then my latest fiction book is The Elder Thing, which is a horror thing. And always got new shit coming. You know, just keep
the Halloween Society.
Both will be available at Art Walk.
That's right.
Yeah, the
February 9th.
February 9th, and we're gonna have stuff at our show February 23rd, Corona Road Bar, and then later on in April Ghoul's Day. All kinds of shit. We're never going away until, of course, we die. And then,
if you're listening to this,
I will
from the
fucking
future,
haunt you.
You could still go find the shit on Amazon.
Yeah. That's all I got, really. I mean, I love you guys. I'm glad to be back this week. And I had a good burrito earlier, so.
That's what's going to be happening to him.
Yeah.
Stupid! You stupid! Drop it like a pot. All right. So that it?
Schmegma. Schmegma.
Nope.